Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Football!
Super, super, great, great American football Friday frenzy.
What do we got?
What did the grape say when it got stepped on?
Oh, here we go. What did the grape say when it got stepped on? What?
Nothing, just a little wine.
Woo!
Man. Free! This show's free. That's pretty good. Isn't that? No? All right. Super great American football Friday.
A little
Friday.
Wine?
Nothing. Just a little wine.
Okay.
Josh likes it.
I thought it was great. I didn't know where you were going with that, but I thought it was great.
I've got a link of like 300 dad jokes just ready to rock.
Oh,
it.
My God.
It's
never going to end.
Any time. Listen, I'm
there have to be thousands.
I'm being choosy. Some of these aren't like groan laughs.
Yeah,
so
what's
just like,
what's a bad one?
You want one of the bad?
Yeah, what's one like you came across like, nah, not worth it?
Let me see.
Because they're all bad. That's the point, right? They're so bad.
Some of them are just actually bad, though.
Yeah, like they're not funny. In any way?
Yeah. They're just... Then there's a couple of good ones, like, why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie? He was too far out. That's a good one. I'm good with that one.
I'll give the good ones the rim shot, and then if not, then...
We need, nothing. Like, a buzzer. Or, like, a... Dun, 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 dun. What's the... Is that the Price is Right when they mess up?
All right, like, here's a bad one. How many ears does Captain Kirk have?
How many ears? How many?
Three. The left ear, the right ear, and the final frontier. Like, oh, so that one, wouldn't use that.
That one's not.
I just don't want that.
That's
one.
Not even good by dad joke standards.
No, I agree.
Also, you'd have to know who Captain Kirk is.
Right.
Which, probably less and less, I would think. Right?
Maybe. Anyway, 803-0550. Why is sausage bad for you?
Why?
It brings out the worst in people. See, like,
yeah.
Some of these I wouldn't do.
I would have passed on that one.
See?
I would have passed on
so
that one.
So every time I give you one of these, I want you to trust that I've chosen a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. The grape one was better than the other ones I've heard.
Yes,
so
the
far.
Grape one was very good. I liked the grape one. Okay. Football Friday, friends.
Bring the football music back up.
So what games are we going to get? We're up against one of the best... Nope, that's next
what
week.
Are the, what are the 1 o'clock games I'm missing because the Bills are actually not on primetime this week?
Okay, you're missing one of the best games of the week. Nance and Romo have Houston at Green Bay.
Oh, we skipped over. What's the London game again? New England, Jacksonville?
Yes.
Okay, that'll be 9:30.
Kind of can't believe that New England's a 5.5-point dog.
Take them.
I'm going to take New England. I'm going to take them to cover. I'm going to take some Drake May props. Like he. Against Jacksonville? Everybody eats against Jacksonville.
Yeah, this could be the start, by the way, of the London curse this year, where coaches get fired after getting back from London. Because if Doug Peterson loses to the Jaguars,
he's getting fired.
He's got to get fired.
He might get fired anyway.
Yeah.
But they couldn't fire him mid-London trip. I've not found...
Fire him in London?
Yeah. I've not found what day the Patriots went to London. I might want to look into what day they went over there to determine if they're going to win or not.
I got the line, by the way, up to Jags minus -6 now.
Wow. Houston, Green Bay, that's the game of the day. Most of the country, Midwest, South, is getting Houston at Green Bay. Nance and Romo at that game.
Go Green Bay.
We get
one-seed stuff.
Andrew Catalan, Tiki Barber, and Jason McCourty on Bills-Titans.
Okay.
Other 1 o'clock games we miss. Cincinnati at Cleveland. Nick Chubb, limited role.
Yeah.
Is Nick Chubb about to return at 28 and be awesome again?
On another devastating knee injury?
Yeah.
Yeah, he might.
Maybe he's Adrian Peterson. Every once in a while, you get one of these running backs that lasts forever. Derrick Henry, he's never had the major injury, knock on wood, right? Henry looks like this. Like, oh, no, he's going to be amazing. I saw a really funny skit of, like, guys pretending to be high schoolers.
Yeah.
And they were preparing for a game against Derrick Henry.
Okay.
Like, what are his stats? He's 6'3", 220. Oh, my God, what's he doing? He's going to Alabama. I can't play.
Well, Chubb also coming back, there's been more talk that they're going to want to run the football more as Chubb comes back. And, by the way, their number one receiver is not now on the Bills. Do you know, by the way, who the top two teams in the league are in neutral pass rate on the season?
I think it's Seattle.
Number one is Cincinnati.
Okay.
Number two is Cleveland.
Neutral pass rate.
How about that? Yeah. They are at 62%. So that's going to change. One, their quarterback is horrible, and now they're maybe going to have a run game back. So I think they're about to run the ball like triple the amount that they have so far this year.
Yeah. Carolina at Washington is a late game on CBS. That's going to have some points.
Yeah.
And Vegas and the Rams. Kyron Williams.
That's not a great
maybe
game.
Now Vegas. Now what's Vegas going to start doing?
The Rams are getting Cooper Kupp back.
I have an unbelievable stat on Aiden O'Connell.
Okay.
You've never heard a stat like this in your entire life, I promise.
You're sure?
Yes.
I've heard a lot of stats.
Yes. Here it is. So, this came from Patrick Claibon, who is NFL Network.
Okay.
This is incredible. Aiden O'Connell has not attempted a single scramble on any of his 442 dropbacks since entering the NFL.
Not one?
Not one. One.
Not like chased out of the pocket one time. Like
he is the only quarterback in the next gen stats era to not record a single scramble on any dropback, minimum 150 dropbacks. He's at 442. He has not scrambled ever in his life in the NFL.
Is he just like the least athletic quarterback of all time? Or is he just not wanted? I don't know. That's weird.
That's a guy that stays in the pocket.
That is a. Yes.
Can you imagine?
Never once leaving. He's never left the pocket.
You ever thought about it, Aiden?
Yeah.
You know, consider it maybe once. Aiden O'Connell. Just nuts. All right, so Vegas and the Raiders. Other games.
1 o'clock games, you got Seattle and Atlanta.
Yes, Seattle, Atlanta, which the Falcons are going to.
That's a big over under, too.
The Falcons are going to win that game and move to what? What are they? 4-2? I mean, Atlanta was a really rocky start for Kirk Cousins, and now they look like they can play.
Yeah. Well, remember, the week one game was the one where like they didn't do anything with him.
Right, he didn't move at all.
And now he's doing some play action. Yeah, they're 4-2.
4-2. Beat
and that
Seattle,
division, it's competitive, because Tampa right now is also 4-2. And do they also have the head-to-head maybe already? I don't remember. Meanwhile, the NFC West is kind of
falling apart.
Yeah, like Niners and Seahawks are both 3-3.
And the Cardinals.
The other two divisions look like they got some top teams.
And the trendy, sexy Cardinals are not that sexy and trendy anymore.
And then you've got Dolphins, Colts. That game I actually think might be important for the Colts to win. Because the Dolphins might hang around if they get a win. If they can find a way to squeak out a win, then they go to 3-3 with Tua coming back. Like that would be your team that could hang around in the division. So get a loss on their resume while Tua is still out against. Richardson is very, you know, up and down. So yeah. Who knows what version you're getting of him?
Miami, Indy, maybe not a game you want to watch. There are some good games. Detroit at Minnesota, top of the NFC North.
All NFC North games are good though.
Yep. Yeah. Philadelphia and the Giants. Malik Nabers looks like he's back. And the big game of the week, nationally televised, that gets the entire country, is the Fox late game, Kansas City at San Francisco.
Yep.
Tom Brady calling that game with Kevin Burkhardt. The latest reviews of Brady on the broadcast I've seen have been that he's great. He figured it out. He did it. I've not seen any of his games because all he has called is blowout Cowboys losses. But this will be an opportunity. Kansas City at San Francisco, Super Bowl rematch, Brady on the broadcast.
Now officially starts, though, the times where he cannot go to opposing team facilities or meet with other teams.
Right.
Because now he is officially Raiders minority owner.
Yep. All right. That's your Super Great American Football Friday frenzy.
What's Sunday Night Football?
Sunday night is...
Oh, and then we have a Monday Night doubleheader.
All
right, so Jets and Steelers.
Jets-Steelers is Sunday night. And the Monday Night doubleheader includes Ravens and Bucks, which is good.
8:15.
And then Cardinals and Chargers.
At 9. Steelers on Sunday night. You buy they're going to start Wilson?
Yeah.
I saw yesterday that they will be the first team in NFL history to bench their starting quarterback of the first six games who had a winning record for the seventh game.
Hmm.
It's never happened. Not even like an injured guy that went that was out and the backup went 4-2 and then they benched the backup. Like, it's never happened what they're about to do. I don't know if I buy it, though. Yeah. So we'll see.
That's your Super Great American Football Friday frenzy. To the Bills game. And the Bills, of course, will be covering or playing the Tennessee Titans. I almost said they'll be covering the game. I do think they will cover. Tyler Rowland joins us on the Western Hotline to chat about Bills and Titans. Tyler, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, thanks for taking some time today ahead of this game.
Yeah, Jeremy and Joe, appreciate it. It is a good morning. It's a football Friday. Got some high school football tonight, college tomorrow. I love these football weekends.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I mean, all right, so let's talk about this Bills-Titans game and the matchup. Tennessee, they have a good defense. Everything I see says good defense. They don't give up big plays through the air, fewest yards per game allowed in the NFL. That might be a function of who they've played. How real is this Titans defense?
You know, I would say that they're a good defense. I don't think it's a situation where it's completely fraudulent and, you know, they have these good stats and they're actually not a good defense. I think they're a good defense. Now, I got to tell you, from watching the film and looking at some of the problems that they have on defense and the pass rush and getting consistent pressure, I don't think that they're as good of a defense as the stats say, number one in all these categories. But I do think they're a good defense. And if they're able to manufacture pressure with blitzes and get some pressure on the quarterback that way, they aren't a team that could just sit back and...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rush four and get the job done. But if they can manufacture some pressure and turn that into some turnovers, which I think they'll get some positive turnover regression here in the next few weeks after not getting very many turnovers in the first 6 weeks of the year. I think they can be a good defense, you know, somewhere between 8-15, 8-14, something like that. But the elite defense that they look like right now, I think maybe a little overzealous.
Big time rookie addition, Tavondre Sweat. I've read a lot about his impact being a big one.
Yeah, I mean, and quite honestly, I was not a big fan of the pick coming out of Texas because some of the concerns I had, mostly off-the-field concerns, but he has been just an absolute professional. And his ability to allow the Titans to stop the run in their nickel defense, because he can occupy so many offensive linemen and allow those linebackers, Ernest Jones and Kenneth Murray, who are really downhill linebackers. They're not guys you want going, you know, backwards and pass coverage, but they can get downhill and shoot those gaps because Sweat and, of course, Jeffrey Simmons, who people already know, they take up so many offensive linemen, and you can't beat them easily. So that allows the linebackers to kind of do their job. He's starting to develop even more as a pass rusher as well. Got great hands, good pass rush sequencing with his combination moves. He's really turned into a great player. And I think, honestly, right now, he's the defensive rookie of the year in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, I think by the odds, I actually think he's up there too. In terms of the offense so far, what's the story? Is it just that Will Levis looks very erratic through the first few games of the season?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Obviously, early in the year, I'm sure everyone saw the clips and the memes or whatever. He just made some boneheaded turnovers at the beginning of the season, and I think that's affected his confidence. He's been a guy in his rookie year that wanted to push the ball down the field and was very aggressive, and I think because he's scared to make those turnovers again, he wants to kind of dial it back now, but you simply can't play that way. I mean, you look at the Titans, they're running the ball very well. The offensive line is improved from what it's been the last few years. There are guys open. I'm a guy who breaks down the tape every single week and puts out clips and makes my film breakdown videos, and there are guys open, and Levis is just, he's a second late. He pats the ball. He takes an extra hitch in the pocket, And when you do that at the NFL level, it's going to be a knock away or it's going to be an interception. And a couple of these plays, about five or six plays in that game against Indianapolis, he had guys open and he was either a touch late or a touch on the back shoulder instead of the front. And like Al Pacino said in Any Given Sunday, the inches make the difference, and they're making the difference for Will Levis right now.
There was a game earlier in the year where Mason Rudolph went in, and it was okay, right? 9 of 17
Miami, on the way, Miami game.
Miami game. And the head coach was very firm, like, no, we're going back to Will Levis when he's available. Is there any chatter about a change or a leash, or is this really a process that they're going to give him?
Well, I think there's an impatient portion of the fan base who just wants that instant gratification of a win, and you want to go on social media and puff your chest out and tell other people that their team lost and you won. But the reality is Mason Rudolph limits your ceiling too. You put Mason Rudolph in, what, the Titans win five games with Mason Rudolph and three with Will Levis. It's a risk-reward conversation, and the reward of Will Levis developing and turning into a guy that can be your franchise quarterback outweighs the reward of Mason Rudolph giving you a couple extra wins in the season. This team likely will be 1-6 2 weeks from now after losing at Buffalo and losing at Detroit after that game. And, you know, you throw Mason Rudolph in, are you going to the playoffs? Are you turning it around that much? And then when you get there, what are you doing? To me, it's all about being a sustainable high-level winner with a chance to win a Super Bowl every year. And what's best for the Titans to do that is to figure out whether Levis can be that guy and let him work through this. Maybe they don't make the playoffs now because of a slow start. But if Levis does turn it around halfway through the year and you go into next year like, okay, he turned it around, he developed in this new system, he looks good, well, then you don't have to waste another high pick on a quarterback and you can add to the roster and make things better. So, you know, I'm not saying that Will Levis is going to be Josh Allen, because I would say that he's probably not going to be their franchise quarterback going forward based on what I've seen. But some guys take a long time, and seeing Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold and some of these guys turn it around, it only makes sense for the Titans to keep Will Levis in and see what he can do, whether it means more losses or not.
How much, if they do that where they go like 1-6, if they lose the next couple, how much do you think that would surprise the Titans? They have a young quarterback here that they're trying to figure out what he is, but at the same time, like, they do kind of have this veteran nucleus that they, with signing Ridley in the offseason, the big Snead trade, Hopkins still being there. Like, do you think they would have been expecting, obviously, to do better than 1-6, but would they not have been expecting to compete for a playoff spot this season?
Honestly, they should have been like one of those teams that's on the bubble. I didn't forecast the Titans making the playoffs this year, but I thought, you know, 8-9, 7-10, they're on the bubble graphic in December. Like, they at least have a shot, and they know they have a shot if they play very well. I didn't think they were good enough to do that because some of the big weaknesses on the team. But it is a bit of a shock that they're as bad as they are. And quite honestly, it comes down to those boneheaded mistakes Will Levis has made. They were up 17-0 against Chicago in week one. Rookie quarterbacks rarely win in their debuts. And Levis throws that terrible flip to the sideline that gets taken back for a pick six. And then the underhanded fumble against the Jets in the red zone. Like, they've just made such unbelievable errors. I'm a guy who goes to middle school and high school football games every single week, and Will Levis is making mistakes that I don't even see in those games. So the fact that, you know, obviously you think you're going to lose to Buffalo, you think you're going to lose on the road to Detroit, those are tough games, division game against the Colts, those are tough games no matter what. But the way that they blew their opportunities in the first 2 weeks of the season, I think they're going to look back at that and be like, man, if Levis just didn't make those boneheaded mistakes, then the Titans are, you know, 2-3 or, you know, 3-3 right now. And they still feel like they have a shot, even if they struggle through a tough part of their schedule.
Tyler Rollin of the Locked On Titans podcast. Tyler, thanks so much for taking some time, and enjoy the game Sunday.
I don't know how much I'm going to enjoy it, but I think you guys will. Either way, I can't wait for the football.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Thanks, Tyler. Yeah, we plan to. How about Stevie Johnson telling us that UK Bills backers and Germany's Bills backers are in town?
I'm glad he said Germany after, because when he said UK Bills backers, I thought he meant Kentucky. I thought he meant Kentucky. Yeah, but no, from England or Britain.
And they've picked themselves an elite fall Sunday.
Yeah,
I mean, Sunday.
What are we looking at?
We are looking at,
yeah, I need, look at
absolute
the
perfect temperatures. We're approaching peak foliage season as well.
Look at the weather.
I mean, Sunday is high of 67.
Oh, The next 5 days in general. Oh. But yeah, Sunday looks beautiful. 65. The sun with the one little cloud next to it.
Yeah.
That's the right emoji.
I asked like the smart speaker like when it's going to rain. Like, hey, is it going to rain tonight? And the answer was Wednesday. Oh, okay.
Wednesday. After it'll be 72 and sunny on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Come on.
Perfect conditions. Elite season again.
Fall golf.
Fall golf.
Football weather.
Yeah.
Hoodie and shorts. The crisp chill at night that you got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the next week is gonna be prime.
It's good stuff. It's fire season if you want to have like a little fire.
Yes.
Campfire, a little bonfire season.
This is gonna be the best weather game of the season. Calling it right now.
Yeah. The other candidates would be after this one, it's Seattle.
They play on Halloween.
They play
at Seattle. Then they play
the 27th is that's at Seattle.
Home Miami on November 3rd. We could still be good by then.
Yep. Then at Indy, then home. I mean, November 17th, 4:25, Bills Chiefs. That'll probably be like what? 35 neighborhood?
It won't be. No, maybe 4 actually, you might be right.
I mean, 4 o'clock afternoon. So you might be right in terms of comfortable.
Sun will be out.
What you want fall to be.
I say that now. No, do we look at, is it going to be like 50 mile per hour winds on a?
I don't think so.
On Sunday? Because the weather, we were driving to the Jet game. Sun was out. Same thing. It was like 60s. Like, oh, it's going to be a perfect day. And then you get out of the car, just wind in your face.
Yeah.
I'm looking right now, though. I don't see a lot of wind. Nope. Hold on a second. 12 mile per hour wind on average, 28 mile per hour wind gusts.
Gusts
of 28. That's not nothing.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
803-0550 is our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550 if you want to reach us. Around the NFL, you know, we did our little Super Great American Football Friday frenzy. The doubleheader on Monday night. So I'm reading here at ProFootballTalk.com that other NFL media outlets are upset by what's happening. That Monday Night Football, the fact that they redid it with two games.
Yeah.
He's got a story here about the rules are changing and one company is benefiting. That's ABC. That by giving them the double headers, you know, why?
Yeah.
These other streaming companies, are you ready for Amazon to say, we want two Thursday night games?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
And then when does it end?
That could be something that happens. I think the Monday night doubleheader is great.
I also do like it a lot because, man, you can get a dog game and then the night is just like.
Even so.
Last night, I would have liked there to have been a second. Well, last night I was okay because you had the Sabre game going on, although that wasn't fun. And then you had two baseball games at the same time. So last night, you know, I had enough to go around to watch. But on a typical Thursday, if it's just football and last night I got Spencer Rattler getting blown out by the Broncos, I would have liked there to have been a second game.
Right. You get this week three late afternoon windows, and the alternative is this: that the Cardinals and Chargers are thrown in that late afternoon window. Would you rather have that or them on Monday night? Like, I'll take Monday night. I like having red zone. I like having the Sunday ticket, which I do. But you know, I've got an opportunity to get a late game if there's a dog in the early window. I'm into it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll wrap things up. Hand off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, top of the hour. Sean McDermott scheduled to be on the show at 10:45 today on a Football Friday on WGR.